Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline is NBA TV analyst Stu Jackson. Stu, how are you this afternoon, sir?
I'm doing well, guys. Doing well.
Were you surprised when the Bucks decided to move on from Jason Kidd when they decided to move on from Jason Kidd, Stu?
I was a little bit surprised, just given the fact that, you know, when Jason took over the position, I think that season before, I don't know how many games they had actually won, but it wasn't very many. And I thought that he did a really good job of coming in and establishing, you know, a culture within the team and, you know, an identity somewhat of how they were going to play, coupled with the fact that I thought that the front office did an outstanding job of acquiring, you know, high-level talent focused in on, you know, getting length and having a defensive mindset. So I thought all that looked good from the outside in. From the outside, you never know what's going on within a franchise or the inner workings or the personalities or the interactions. I can't comment on that, but just outside looking in, I thought that Jason did a pretty good job.
When you talk about where this Bucks team is right now with Giannis and the growth that he's made, you know, I've been covering it for quite a while, the NBA. I can't think of another guy that was that raw coming into the league. I guess maybe Dirk to a certain degree, but even Dirk could shoot it at that point coming in the league. That was that raw from when he started and made that type of growth from year one to where he is now 4 or 5 years into his career. Can you think of another player that had a similar growth path like him as far as to his stardom?
I cannot off the top of my head, but listen, I mean, what that tells you, and it's a real testament to two things. One is, you know, Giannis was starting with a athletic and talent base, you know, better than most. I mean, he was. I mean, just given his sheer size and his wingspan and his athletic ability, he was starting at a place from which that, you know, if he developed, you know, his ceiling was very high. But I think more importantly, it's really a testament, the fact that he's come so far so fast, it's a testament to his work ethic. And that's what's obvious to me. And, you know, I mean, from everything I've seen, and I don't know the young man, he just seems to be a worker. He seems to be a guy with some integrity. He seems to be a guy that is coachable. So you put all those things together, and this is what you get, which I think is going to be one of the best players in the game, top one, two, or three in a very short time.
Hey Stu, I'm a former Badger. And I just want to say this right here. I just want to thank you for opening the eyes of people at Wisconsin that we can win basketball games at Wisconsin when you got there. So I don't know, because we don't talk about Stu Jackson much. We talk about Bo, and Bo's done a great job there. I guess my question would be to you, did you ever think they would have this sustained success like they've had over the last 25 years?
You know, well, to your point, I never saw a reason why they couldn't. Certainly when we arrived in Madison, I think that was way back in like 1992, they hadn't had a lot of basketball success, but what University of Wisconsin had back then, and they still have today, is a great institution, great tradition, terrific academics, very good facilities, although the basketball facilities weren't very good at that time.
No, they weren't. The field house was awful, Stu.
Yeah. So but I think, you know, once that began to change, I didn't see a reason why. Now, it took a little bit of a jump start, which I think was our role as a program, a jump start in terms of, you know, establishing a belief in that culture and, you know, a different standard of excellence, you know, from the players and from the administration and from the school that would allow the team to grow. But it's also a function. They've had some great coaches at that school. I mean, Dick Bennett, you know, Bo Ryan, who I've known his father since I was in high school. I mean, you're talking about premier coaches, and I think in large part are a major reason why they are where they are today.
But Stu, this is the one thing where I struggle. I struggle with it for football, and I struggle with it for basketball, and especially after you go to multiple Final Fours and you play in the national championship game. I don't understand why their recruiting isn't higher than where it probably should be at this point. If you look at the facilities that you had, and you were still able to get Rashard Griffith and shock the world by landing him with Wisconsin, why do you think it's such a struggle?
Well, it's interesting. I will tell you this, and you know, from experience, that you know, I mentioned this and I chose my words carefully. I mean, Wisconsin to me is a really high level academic institution, and it doesn't really make sense for Wisconsin to recruit players that you don't think are going to have some success there, you know, academically particularly. And, you know, I think the standards are you know, good compared to other, you know, Big Ten schools. And convincing players to go to school in Madison is not the easiest task in the world. I do think this, though, one advantage that Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin has today that we didn't have back then is the high school basketball in the state and the surrounding area has improved so much. I mean, it's just, you know, so you have a chance that maybe, you know, you didn't have a chance back then. They always used to tell me, hey, you got to recruit Chicago. You got to recruit Chicago. I'm not sure that's as important as it was back then because of the players that are being produced in states like Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, of course, which has always been, that you have a good enough recruiting base. But you know, recruiting to Madison, they need to be academically successful, and they need to have some affinity for, you know, living in Madison.
That's NBA TV analyst Stu Jackson, NBA TV with wall-to-wall coverage of NBA All-Star 2018 from L.A., and TNT will be the exclusive home for extensive live coverage of NBA All-Star 2018 in Los Angeles, the 15th through the 18th, featuring all the league's premium events, unparalleled access to its biggest stars, and it all culminates with the 67th NBA All-Star Game presented by Kia from Staples Center, Sunday, February 18th, 7:20 Central Time, simulcast on TNT and TBS.
Guessing Stu didn't expect to answer Badger questions.
No, probably not.
It all worked out.
You never know what to expect when you come on the Wendy's Big Show,
Stu. Hey, Stu, we miss you, man.
And we appreciate it.
Listen, I appreciate it. No, I love the state and I love the school and wish them well.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Stu, appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, sir.
You bet.
Stu Jackson joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking for a simple and convenient pre-approval process for your new home, construction, or renovation loan, call Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.